Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
I do too.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Was that me? That didn't sound like me, Paul.
Hear it again.
I like good, juicy, sweet strawberries.
So random.
What happened to me?
I'm sure you didn't mess with that at all in the break.
Oh, how little you know me.
Yes. Ye of little faith.
I like good juicy sweet butts.
Ben!
Good Lord.
Deep fake.
Deep?
That's a deep fake.
Fake.
I like good juicy sweet
boobs.
God.
So we're here talking about sexual harassment, then Ben's out here saying that stuff.
I mean, you heard it. That was Ben.
Out of context.
I like juicy, sweet Mackenzie Gore. Going to be on at 7 o'clock this morning.
Tatis is a stud.
There he is.
I like him, too.
There he is.
We did meet him last year, didn't we?
Yeah, he stopped by the...
I have a bet.
Came to the little room with the little chairs where we did the show.
Got a picture and everything.
He recorded, you know, some drops from the station. Hey, you're listening to Padres. Plays all the time. We were there. You watched him record that.
It took him longer than I think any other player
to
record.
Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Padres play.
97.3. No. I'm sorry, man. Can you do it one more time?
97.3 The Fan.
Love that dude.
Mackenzie Gore will make his first Cactus League start of the season tomorrow.
Ooh, mamacita.
Meanwhile, today, Blake Snell will be on the mound. Tomorrow, Blake Snell will be on Ben and Woods. You see how that works?
I do.
Gore today, he pitches tomorrow. Snell pitches today. We get Snell tomorrow.
Back on the San Diego Morning Radio Show with Ben and Woods. Bro, I'm down.
Bro, we're down.
I'll do that, bro.
Bro, we are down. I cannot wait.
He can now have the receipt to show all of his Twitch followers
yes.
that he did follow through on that promise.
Maybe the only guy that makes me want to get on Twitch is him. He may be the only guy that is like worth me getting on Twitch for.
So speaking of Tatis being a stud, we played the official Jesse Agler Tony Gwynn Jr. call of the Grand Slam in the second inning yesterday against the Diamondbacks, but there were a couple of other videos out there, including some fans who were just sitting along the first base side, had good seats at Salt River Fields yesterday for the game, and they saw Tatis coming up with the bases loaded, so they thought, well, you know, we want to get this on record just in case.
No-brainer.
Something happens.
No-brainer.
Yeah, this was pretty cool.
Let's go! Bama! Grand Slam!
Now, that wasn't the one that I heard.
No, there's a different one.
The here's one. The other one as well. Okay.
Yeah, this one's great.
This should make for a nice viral tweet. Grand Slam. Bases loaded, Tatis Jr., Caleb Smith.
Come on, Caleb.
Don't want to put it.
Maybe they are.
Up in 91. And he put it up. Up in 91! You gotta be sh- All right. All righty. Fernando. Tatis.
Junior.
See, that they're not Padres.
No, they're not Padres fans, because you heard the guy next to him go, come on, Caleb.
Yeah, one of them's a Diamondbacks fan. One of them might be, you said, like a Marlins fan
and
or
knows,
something.
Yeah, knows Caleb Smith.
But
I don't know.
The fact that Fernando Tatis Jr. makes everybody in baseball happy, you can't not enjoy that experience of him hitting grand slam, flipping his bat.
God, that was awesome.
Running around the bases.
Minus the swag and the drip and whatever else you want to call it. Like, Barry Bonds probably the last guy where, no matter what team you root for, Barry's at the plate, you're watching, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, Trout's a must-watch. If he's up, you want to tune in. If you have the chance to watch Mike Trout. Giancarlo Stanton, when he's locked in, he's one of those guys that you can't miss. But, I mean, there's very few.
Few and far between.
Acuna is another one for me. Soto is another one. I mean, there's five or six in the big leagues that I just love watching.
I'll even argue that, you know, compared to Barry Bonds or Giancarlo Stanton, there's one outcome you're looking for. Hit the ball a mile.
And oh, yeah.
It's either that's going to happen or it's not.
I don't think I've ever seen Stanton hit a single. I really don't think I have.
With Fernando Tatis Jr., he may hit it a mile like he just did those 440-feet grand slam. Or he may make you go, whoa, by, like, leaning back, you know, to dodge a pitch and doing the Matrix thing that he did.
Triple, yeah. He might hit a double and then tag up and score.
He may hit a squibber to the first baseman and beat it out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a million different outcomes that you get with that kid where you're right. When you're watching Bonds, you're going to see a walk or you're going to see a home run. When you're watching Giancarlo Stanton, you're going to see a strikeout or you're going to see a 700-foot home run. Still, Mike Trout is... He's a guy that can do some electric things as well, but not even Trout. Like, not it's not as appointment viewing for me as Tatis is, and I know obviously homers and everything else, but you have to see it to believe it sometimes with that kid.
But he's got the homer power too to hit a monster home run as well, and the sound. Play Jesse's call one more time because that sound of the ball coming off the bat, and maybe it's because they've got limited capacity, so you've got a little more of the echo. But it's such a sweet, sweet, perfect, crisp sound of that ball hitting bat.
Fernando at the dish. And the first pitch to Tatis is launched to deep left field.
Tyler tweets in and says they're both D-backs fans, but do fantasy baseball and prospects podcasts. So they're fans of the game.
But D-backs fans, whose team just gave up a grand slam.
And you're still cheering.
They were that excited.
Yeah,
they got to see Fernando Tatis Jr.
God.
Grand slam. Because that is fun, and that is baseball.
Yeah, it was awesome. Padres get the win yesterday. You know, it's just what we needed. I wish we could have seen it.
All right, plenty more Padres baseball talk coming up on the show today. Right now, though, let's see what Paul's got for us. It's time for today's edition of the Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
6:06.
That's perfect.
Johnny Football. No longer Johnny Football. He's Johnny Golf Ball now. Johnny Manziel was doing an interview yesterday with Chris Long, and he said that he is devoting the next 12 years of his life to golf in hopes of eventually making a PGA Tour event. He said, I'm going to grind this out and see how good I can get and see if I can enter in some tournaments and see if I can't try and go play professional golf eventually.
I was instantly set to make... I saw this story, and I was going to make it a don't do this.
Fish in the hole!
And then I realized, if I had made a bunch of money like Johnny Manziel in a failed professional football career... And
he's an employed quarterback for the fan-control league.
But he's got Zappers. Money in the bank. He's got reportedly a handicap that's around one. I would probably be doing the exact same thing. Hey, I'm going to spend the next 12 years, see how good at golf I can get, maybe even compete a little bit, on the mini tours and see if I can become a professional.
So you're
I would do the same thing.
So you're pulling for him.
I don't know that I'm pulling for him, but I certainly... empathizing with him. If I'm set, and I don't know how much exactly money he made in his, first round draft pick in the NFL for a few years, if he was wise about his investments and has enough to, support himself.
Seems like a wise guy.
Yeah, not necessarily. But you would too, right? I mean,
I tried to do that anyway.
You didn't have to work. You'd try to get on tour, right?
You know,
senior tour, 50 years old, champions tour.
It's funny because I do want to play in a tournament someday. Not like a bet. I want to play in one of those like Grint tournaments, but I'm terrified. I went to the range yesterday, Ben, and I can't hit a driver again. I cannot
it's
hit
good
one.
Experience.
And
you should
just,
do it.
I want to.
You'll be terrible the first time.
Oh, yeah. I'm terrible
but
now.
It's a good experience.
Yeah, I want to know what that feels like. I like to experience things. So, I you know, look, were you weren't offended by this at all? Like, that the gall that he thinks that he can do it? Or is he just every man? Is he every man?
He's completely myopic about how hard it is to take it to the next level. But at least he's not like a 20 handicap who says he's going to do it. He's
like me.
I saw his swing. It's pretty decent.
It's okay, yeah.
It's not bad. It's not PGA Tour level.
I'm watching it right now. He's not bad. That's
is he a one?
Said he's like a 0-1 handicap.
So every time he goes out, he fires a 72.
No, it's not every time. That means, you know.
The average.
No, it's not even the average. It's the average of your eight best out of your last 20, so... He may have a few good rounds, and then he may shoot an 84 from time to time.
Which, I mean, that happens to pros, too.
Yeah.
That happens to pros, too. So, he's just not an easy guy for me to pull for. He's just not easy for me to pull for.
No,
so,
no, not necessarily rooting for him. I just...
It's an interesting story.
I know that I might do the same thing, given the same circumstances as Johnny Manziel.
Yep.
Johnny Golfball says, I think it's a very uphill battle, but that's what I'm setting up for my goals.
Realistic.
I have 12 years to try and make
Why 12 years?
That's
Does anybody
question.
Know?
I don't know
like,
what
why
happens
is it,
in 12
what about
years.
6? How about 4? I put it...
What at 19? I mean, he's only... what, 25, 26 years old?
No, he's older than that, isn't
28. So 40.
40.
He probably
okay.
said 40 is his cutoff. Like, all right, if I haven't done it by 40, it's not going
to
happen.
I tweeted last night, I'm also giving myself 12 years to break 80. And if I don't do it in 12 years, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm throwing my golf clubs off the Coronado Bridge. And then people get mad
at me. You've shot an
that.
87.
I have.
That's eight strokes better in 12 years.
Yeah.
12 Feels
years.
Doable. Feels doable.
Yeah, you'd think so. You'd think so. But if any sport can kick you in the nuts over and over, it's this one.
All right. Moving on to the next story. It's an update, but it's not one that I'm particularly happy about. Anytime I see anything that has to do with this story, it just makes my stomach churn. We've talked about it many times over the last, 3 weeks. The car wreck that was caused by Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid and the little girl that was, you know, life-threatening injuries.
In a coma.
Went into a coma. Her name is Ariel Young. She's 5 years old. She was critically injured in that car crash. And She suffered a devastating brain injury that has left her unable to speak or walk. And it's honestly, it's hard to even read this story. I was like tearing up yesterday just going through the updates. Their lawyer says we're going to be advocating for the most serious charges and the most serious sentence that Britt could ever receive. She's been hospitalized since February 4th when the accident took place. Police say Reed's truck slammed into two vehicles on the side of the highway, the entrance ramp near their training complex, and it injured Ariel and another child inside one of the cars. It's just an awful, awful, awful story. You pray that this little girl is going to be okay, but I don't know, man. 5 years old. She can't speak or walk.
That's it.
Brain damage for life.
That's it, dude. You're done. Sorry. You're done, pal.
I don't know what the most serious sentence is.
You got to go. He's got to go.
But we don't need people like Britt Reid out on the streets.
No. You know, does a year, you know, does a breathalyzer for 6 months. He's already had a bunch of stuff happen to him. You know, it's terrible. It's just terrible. My heart is broken for that family. I try to put myself in their shoes, and I don't want to. You know, I really don't. I think about it, and it just kills me. So, you know, F that guy. That's about the best thing I can say.
I don't have a lot to add here. I mean, there is a chance after he serves whatever punishment is fit. You know, you can still do some good if he's genuinely remorseful and knows he made a mistake and can, you know, help that family. And well, I mean, he didn't. I'm sure
he's done.
He didn't do it on purpose.
He absolutely did.
Well, I mean, he made the choice, and he's responsible.
Yeah.
But it's a mistake that other people have made in their life.
Sure.
And may have gotten lucky that they didn't maim someone
100%.
Or kill someone in that situation. You know, hopefully, if he gets the opportunity, he can become a better person and do things for other people moving forward.
I'm not going to take that explanation, though, if I'm the father of that little girl. It's just not. Oh, I hope. Hopefully, he gets his life together. There's no way. There's just no way. Oh, terrible.
That note. Fartgate continues.
It's a weird
transition.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's very strange.
So yesterday, right around this time, actually, yesterday we talked about Chris Mad Dog Russo. He may or may not. He says he sneezed. We'll play that audio.
Now, he says he was blowing his nose, which he wasn't. Yeah,
No. Lots to do. Louis Rojas is next. We continue here on Mad Dog Unleashed. Back right after this.
Cut the break.
Little toot. Just a little toot. Happens to the best of us.
And another one yesterday on national television, CNN. Chris Cuomo doing his show. He was interviewing a ICU nurse from Texas. And after she's done speaking, you'll hear a sound. And then you'll hear Chris Cuomo start talking, and he is flustered.
He has the face of a man that is holding one in.
His face goes blank. I mean, it's pale. He fumbles.
He's waiting for break. He's waiting to go to commercial. Get 30 seconds to commercial. He's waiting hard for that.
Here we go.
But we want all the protection we can get, and I think it's important until we know exactly what we're fighting to continue to protect everybody in the best way we can.
I am amazed by what you guys have been capable
of doing. That one sounded less.
You know, so many of
like
you are so young.
To me. What about you, Ben? You're the foremost authority.
I thought it sounded more.
Did you?
Yeah, we'll do it again.
I mean,
it's a bit of an electronic sound.
It has a little bit of an electronic buzzer sound.
Now, like, why do we know it's? Why do we think it's not the guest?
It sounds like Jose Altuve. Go ahead. That's a buzzer. That's like his pager's going off. That sounds like a pager to me. That doesn't sound like a fart. I think this.
I am amazed by what you guys have been capable of doing.
Oh, no.
You know, so many of you are so
what
young.
What is capable? Of me as his producer in his ear. Play it again.
I am amazed by what you guys have been capable of
what
doing.
What is capable?
Have been
shut
capable,
up, dude. Capable.
Capable.
I couldn't control myself if I was his producer.
What is capable?
Capable of.
That's not how network television works.
It should be. They should have
just local radio.
They should absolutely do a Flubs of the Week on network. So you stop taking yourself. So you're not that important, okay?
Everybody in the best way we can.
I am amazed by what you guys.
All right, it's Friday. Time for our CNN Flubs of the Week.
Capable. I've been capable of doing.
Oh, I'm about to pass out. They absolutely should do that.
You're welcome, CNN.
Everybody takes themselves so seriously, man.
That's our Rindle Report here on a Wednesday. Woods has got a Daily Diddy selection coming up.
I do.
Honestly, we talked about the Fernando Tatis Jr. home run. The most important part of the day yesterday for the Padres didn't happen at Salt River Fields. It happened back in Peoria, Arizona. Some good news?
Good news and some bad news.
And some bad news. We'll get to both of that coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.